Hello there, I'm Rob Manifold and welcome to Racing News here at Everything Racing Podcast. It's an impromptu one, as they always tend to be at this point. I'm actually sat in my car on my lunch break at work. It's an absolute sweatbox in here, so I'm going to try and make this as quick as I can. So, it's some news that I think a lot of people were expecting. In the last few weeks, Williams announced that they had been bought. But this still doesn't stop this particular piece of news that's come out literally in the last half an hour, 45 minutes or so from really, really sucking. The Williams family are going to step away from running the Williams Formula One team after the Italian Grand Prix. So after the Italian Grand Prix, Williams will no longer be run by the Williams family. That's a really weird statement to say. I've got the article here from the F1 website, got on the app here, that I'm going to read out to you. So this is all directly from the F1 article that they released about it. And this is what it says word for word. Here we go. It's the end of an era at Williams as the team announced deputy team principal Claire Williams is to step down from her role after this weekend's Italian Grand Prix, with the Williams family ending their involvement in the team Sir Frank founded. Sir Frank marked 50 years as an F1 team principal last year, having run two teams in that time, the latter of which has gone on to win 7 drivers' titles and 9 constructors' championships. His daughter Claire took over the day-to-day running of the team in 2013. So this is a bit from Claire. It is with a heavy heart that I'm stepping away from my role with the team. I had hoped to continue my tenure long into the future and to preserve the Williams family's legacy into the next generation, said Claire. However, I'll need to find inward investment earlier this year due to a number of factors, many of which were outside of our control, resulted in the sale of the team to Derilton Capital. My family has always put our racing team and our people first, and this was absolutely the right decision. Oh boy, this is also from the article. Claire has been in Formula One her whole life, coming to races as a kid to watch her father run the team and then embarking on a career in communications, first with Silverstone, then with Williams in 2002. 8 years later, she became head of communications before taking Sir Frank's place on the board in 2012 as the Williams family representative. A year later, she was named deputy team principal, essentially taking over the day-to-day running of the team. She helped turn Williams' fortunes around, following up ninth in 2013 with two successive third place finishes in 2014 and 2015 respectively. A brace of fifths were followed by two of their worst ever seasons, last in 2018 and 2019, with the team struggling in a tricky financial climate. A rebound plan was actioned last year, including a restructuring of departments, and the results have been positive. The team now back in the pack and able to fight wheel to wheel with their rivals. However, in order to take the next step, the Williams family realized they needed significant investment, and that led to a process which ultimately results in the sale of the team to an American private investment firm. And while the new owners were keen for Claire to stay on in her role and run the team on a day-to-day basis, she has decided to take the opportunity for a fresh start and take some time away from Formula One. So it sounds like that it's actually Claire's choice, that she probably realizes if this team is going to survive long term, then she needs to step aside and let some fresh faces, some fresh eyes, take over the reins of the much beloved team. But I think this is more than just a business move in terms of what it means to Formula One. At the end of the day, this team's been around since the late 70s. One of the most successful sort of family-owned teams, private teams in the history of Formula One. Haven't won a world championship since 1997, which is around the time that I started watching. So I've not seen them at their peak, but blimey, back in the like early 90s, they were the team to they were the Mercedes of that time. They were the team to beat. You know, they had all the best drivers, everyone desperate to get in their cars and race. You know, Ayrton Senna famously said he would happily race for them for free. That's how much Williams were to be, that's how much Williams were sort of respected and, feared in a way by their rivals. They were just so good, at their peak around that time. And I really don't know what to think about Williams not having the Williams family in it anymore. it's just sad. The whole family have put their lives, everything, their blood, sweat, tears into this project, essentially, that has gone on to become one of the most successful private teams in the history of Formula One. And, you know, that is coming to an end as of this weekend. So I think this weekend very much should be treated as a tribute to the Williams family, to what they've achieved together. And whilst Williams is not over, whilst there is new owners taking over the reins and the team will go on into the future, you know, we have to look back and appreciate and respect and admire what this family achieved. I mean, it's going to be very, very strange to see the Williams team continue without the Williams family involved. It's very, very strange. And I'm sad. I'm genuinely really, really sad for the family. I mean, you have to be. Especially Frank, because it's his team. It's his vision that he saw way back in the 70s and the 80s that went on to become a global force in motorsport. And obviously, I feel really sad for Claire. She took over the reins from Sir Frank and was initially very successful. You know, they were arguably they were the third best team for a couple of seasons. Like, they were really, really strong in 2014 and 15. It's been a slow, steady decline. And I can't believe we're going to be in a day and age where Williams won't be owned by the Williams family. I just can't get my head around it. Oh, boy. So that is the news. It's something that's really important, something that needed to be, and I needed to come up and talk about. Like I said, the article was courtesy of the Formula One website, so everything you heard from that quote was from them. But yeah, I want to just come up and talk about it and just say, you know, whilst it is probably long term the best thing for the team going forward, I can't help but be sad. So there we go. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you all have a good day, and I will see you soon for another edition of Everything Racing Podcast. Take it easy, guys.